really.
And dirt diver?
Dirt diver.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Ripen on the ground?
Under.
You know, you can't think of it. You boil them or roast them.
Oh, peanuts. Oh,
that's my favorite. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say to the boy, what, his father?
He resembles his father.
Okay, if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy
has ways like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but isn't a nurse?
Would you say a midwife?
Mm-hmm. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Call stuck up or something like that.
If a country person goes to town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
That country.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black? Okay. Suppose you were angry with a colored person and thought he was very trifling and no good. How might you refer to him?
Negro.
Okay. How would you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I are? How would you refer to a person that's a member of the same race you and I are? Like you might say he's a
white person.
Okay. Do you know any insulting words that members of other races may use to call white people?
Yes. I was just trying to think what this little nigger said to my daughter, you know, the first day of school. He didn't want her teaching him, but I can't remember the word he used.
Was it maybe cracker or redneck? It
seemed like it was cracker.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Mad.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime you might say, man, I'm really
bushed.
Okay. The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at six at school?
Was sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say that he feels sick where?
On his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Have you ever heard of chivalry or serenade?
Serenade, yes. I started to say serenade.
That's kind of what it's like. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Serenade.
Mm-hmm. And what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to the child, you better behave or what will get you?
Boogerman.
Okay, how would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far.
Yeah, carry this boat very far.
Okay. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It draws its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
Turtle.
And what do you call it if it lives on land?
Sure.
What would you call it?
Well, I guess gopher lives on land, but I guess there is some turtles who live on land. I don't know really.
I don't know.